In this lesson, we're going to learn how to ask and give the reason why. Why in Japanese is
どうして?
There's also another way, but for now, we're going to focus on どうして? And usually when you're asked why, you respond with because
such and such から.
In the dialogue we had,
どうして下山さんが好きですか?
Why do you like Mr. Shimoyama? Now, one thing that's interesting, I think why is easier for foreigners to use because it usually comes in the front of the sentence, much like English. So, why do you like Mr. Shimoyama? Why is in the front here? どうして? Nami-sensei, could you drop どうして and say the sentence again?
下山さんが好きですか?
So, this means, do you like Mr. Shimoyama? Now, as you can see, it's a simple yes-no question. To ask for reason, just add どうして in front of the simple question. It's the same as English. Why?
どうして?
Do you like Mr. Shimoyama?
下山さんが好きですか?どうして下山さんが好きですか?
Now, again, as you mentioned, a lot of times when you're asked why, you give a reason. And in Japanese, this is where the particle から is used quite often. So we're going to take a look at that now. Nami-sensei, can we have a sample sentence from the dialogue?
タイプじゃないから。
Because you're not my type. In a formal situation, this would be?
タイプじゃないからです。
Although I don't think you'd use this. I don't know, maybe. Now, you just put des after?
から。
Of course, there are a lot of ways to give the reason, but the simplest way is?
から。
For informal situations and?
からです。
For formal situations. In that case, the phrase before から has to be informal.
Right. It's not タイプじゃありませんからです。
So what comes before から? Can't be in the polite form. Has to be informal. Naomi-sensei?
はい。
どうして性格が悪いですか?
え?何? You're asking me why I'm so evil?
Yeah.
それは、ピーターさんが性格が悪いからです。
It's because I'm evil also.
I'll be an evil person to evil person. But if you're nice to me, I'll be very nice to you.
So you're going to be nasty to nasty people. なるほど。